So the learning today should be a schus le'ilu nishmas adir chaver chaim alaz ben shem shenari, as well as a schus for an ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim and Achim ben Zion. It should be a schus for fushleim of chaim moishu shuv ben malka chenda ben rochel chanalei b'shein de rochel abadati ben peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. And if you're listening to this shiur now and you hear it clearly, you owe David Blumenkrantz a debt of gratitude, as well as potentially Yaakov Augenstein, depends who you ask. So we are continuing on page 408. And we're continuing with the topic of Geder. Now, Geder is to set a boundary. And yesterday he said that it's a very personal type of experience, that you pick something that you're struggling in and you create a very personalized Geder. But now he's going to talk about a general Geder that everyone can utilize. So on page 408, Vasher Echzek Geder Gadol, when I look for a general safeguard that everyone can use, to follow a path of life and turn away from Gehenna. I find nothing other than the example that the Torah gives, which says, to see it and remember all the mitzvahs. And Chazal tell us, Rama Chazal and Menachos, that Re'iyah Mevi'a Lidei Schira. When you see something, it jogs your memory. And Schira Mevi'a Lidei Maisa. When you remember it, then you do it. So if you do this thing, then you'll be able to endure. Meaning that if you have reminders, so reminders will cause that you ultimately keep the mitzvahs. So therefore, he says, take a piece of paper. And I write down on this the following words. I hereby accept upon myself for the next month to read what's written on this paper. That no matter what, I'm going to make sure every day I read what's written on the paper. Then ever attain, I'll call yom shekel kesef kenas litzdakah. If I miss it, I'm going to have to give a dollar to tzedakah as a penalty. And what do you write? Ben Adam, zechar es bayrecha. Remember your creator. Zechar ki ata Yehudi. Remember you're a Jew. Zechar ki yesh sachar tov letzadikim. Remember that there's a great reward for tzadikim. Va'inish rab v'mar l'rishoyim. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu medaktik kechorasara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes everything down, and we'll judge on it. Ben Adam, hiskazik v'esametz. Strengthen yourself. Neged yitzircha, opposite your yitzhara, ki kol asher yachbet z'ish yaser. For whatever someone wants to do, he can accomplish. If a person does all he can to fight the yitzhara, Hashem will give you the siyata dishmaya that you need to overcome it. Have a rasla mitzvah, uberech min avera. Run towards a mitzvah and run away from an avera, ulufam sara agra, and the more effort you put in, the more the reward. Kol amol adam nefiyu shmar picha. All effort that a man puts in, lefiyu shmar, everything is related to the mouth, and therefore you should guard your mouth, ulishan chen your tongue, mimachal is asurais, from usher food, was fake isser, and even things that are usher, umeachila gasa, and from eating too much, midvarim asurim, from speaking about things that are usher, vafilim midvarim betalim, even thinking about worthless discussions, dechsib, hagatam Hashem bedevreichem, that you have tired Hashem with your words, meaning that when Hashem sees you wasting your time, instead of using it to learn Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets like tired and annoyed, so to speak, by the choices that we're making. So Yavas Hashem kol gva leiv. Remember that every Baal Gaiva is an abomination to Hashem. Kol kavil dina ani astaka. Hashem tells us, I am with those that are low. Hanel lovim, who hear themselves insulted, veinam olvim, do not insult in response. Shoinu cherpasam, they hear themselves being put down, and enam ashivim, again, they don't respond. Nakir mi'ut erkenu, v'koitzer asagaseinu, v'oitzem chataseinu. Let's recognize our lowness and stature and our limitations. And how many averus we do, and we should rejoice when we understand our shortcomings and recognize that yisurim are an opportunity for us to wipe away some of those shortcomings. Unikayim, and fulfill the pasuk of echatosi negdi samid, my averus always in front of me. And through this, the natzal me'rabbis royce, person will be saved from the evils, the kas and the anger, v'amachlekes and the arguments, v'chadoyim and all similar midais royce. Shvisi Hashem negdi samid. I always put Hashem in front of me. This is a integral part of the Torah. We said many times why this is the case. Because if you, no matter how used to you are of the Rav being in the same room as the Rav, at the end of the day, if the Rav was in front of you, you would be very careful about the things you look at and the things you say and the things you do. And so kaviyachol, I mean, not kaviyachol, alachas kama v'kama, if you really believe Hashem is there in the room, so then that's going to dissuade you from doing most of the averis that you're going to do. Yeah, maybe you won't be in Amel B'Torah 24/7. Maybe it's not going to motivate you or whatever to learn Torah every single second, but it definitely will deter you from doing most of the averis that we do. So again, this is still what he's writing down on the paper. He says, I believe that the whole world is filled with the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How would I dare to go against the wishes of the great God, I am the Naira, who's terrifying, and to anger him by doing what's evil in front of him. Now, that's the first part of this letter that a person's writing to himself. Maybe you mark this off in your sefer and you read through it, or at least the first part of it, and that motivates a person. Tomorrow he's going to talk about personalizing this letter, this paper, this settle that you keep with you, personalizing it to your individual needs.